It's the 4th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A double murder which occurred following a baby shower at a pub last November will land two men in jail following their jury trial at Luton Crown Court. Anthony Bennison, 25, was convicted on two accounts of murder, was caught up in a prior disagreement with 39-year-old Adam Fanelli. Later, at the Crown Pub in Houghton Regis, Bennison stabbed Mr. Fanell twice in the chest. He then approached Patrick Howard, 27, and stabbed him in the neck. 33-year-old Nicholas Papworth, who is facing one murder count, then drove his car at Mr. Howard, dragging him under the car for a short distance. Simon Dennison, the prosecutor, called the incident utterly senseless. The two offenders will be sentenced next month. The Bedfordshire Courier, being posted through letterboxes throughout mid-beds, is actually a political leaflet masquerading as an objective newspaper. Created by the Liberal Democrats, its sole aim is to promote their candidate, Emma Holland-Lindsay, within the historical Conservative constituency. Large pits, thought to be around 8,000 years old, were discovered in Lynmere, just north of Houghton Regis, offering an historical glimpse back into the Mesolithic period. The 25 pits, hollowed out by earth hunter-gatherers, were aligned with about half a kilometre distance between them, and it's thought to be a significant archaeological find. Scientists, by studying animal bone fragments and other samples, are hoping to find the real purpose of the site. The former Virgin Media store at 5 Midland Road has been transformed by artist Taylor Giles and Pride of Place Bedford into a showcase for the work of local creatives. The location will officially be opened on the 12th of July for 6 weeks with a number of interactive events for the public. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.